Any like cowboy boots or is that?
Well, that's if they're working around cattle, they would wear cowboy boots a lot, or they come to town, they're good cowboy boots.
Yeah, right. I was wondering, is there a practical reason for like cowboy boots, or
They say they're the most comfortable boot. To me, they look uncomfortable because of that pointed toe.
Right.
But the toe goes beyond where their foot is enough that it gives them room.
Right. Okay. And it might be
the reason that they do that point, of course, is if they were to mount a horse, that toe guides their foot into the stirrup real easy.
All right. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I've never heard it put that way. What about different types of hats that they might wear on a farm?
Well, that has varied. It started out with, of course, the big Stetson type cowboy hat, but that's not a common thing around here. Although the Mexican laborers in here wear the sombrero, the wide straw type of hat.
Okay.
But the regular cowboy hat, 10-gallon hat, is more or less Texan rather than, or Wyoming, out on the ranches, because it provides that shade that they need.
Okay. Do you get many Texans up this way, or did you at one time with the ranching and stuff?
Did what?
Did you get many Texans up here with the ranching and stuff at some point?
Texans?
Yeah.
We had an influx of a lot of Texans into the area. Yeah. California and Texas.
Were any of them with the original? I guess they used to drive cattle from Texas to Montana somewhat.
Well, affect this area, they didn't drive them. Usually from Texas, they drove them up into Kansas to get the railhead to ship them back east.
Okay.
Abilene and places like that.
Mm-hmm. Abilene, I just heard of that somewhere. Have you ever had a garden at any of your houses?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of things did you grow?
What do we grow in the garden? Raspberries and what do we have out in back on Sunset?
Golden raspberries.
And we had a peach tree at one time. We had apple trees.
Oh, really?
And cherry tree, Mount Berenice cherry tree.
So fruit does okay up here?
Yeah.
Okay. What about vegetables? Did you grow any of those?
We didn't do that.
Okay. Do you know of people who do?
Oh, yeah. Especially during the war, they all had victory gardens and grew a lot of their vegetables and things.
What kinds of things did they grow up here?
Oh, carrots, radishes, lettuce, peppers, sweet corn, pumpkins, squash, potatoes, cabbage.
Do you know what kind of potatoes they would grow here?
Russets.
Okay. What about tomatoes?
All kinds of tomatoes.
Okay, so they can grow those here.
Yeah.
Is there a pretty good growing season around here then?
Well, there's enough here to grow that.
Okay. You know what kinds of tomatoes they might grow here?
Beefsteak. We've got patio tomatoes out here on the deck.
Do you start them out there, or do you start them inside? Or?
Well, we get little plants about
that. Oh, you buy them when they start. Okay. Did you ever, growing up, or even now, have sort of big get-togethers where people eat, where eating is the main thing?
Well, yeah, we have cover dish luncheons at the church. We have a supper club that's been going for 55 years here, which is farmers. And farmers' wives and Muriel are the best cooks in the world. You can't beat it.
Is that like a bring-your-own type of thing? Or
yeah, with a cover dish, the host and hostess would provide the meat and the hors d'oeuvres and drinks before. And the rest of it is all, it's a schedule, is whose house you go to, you bring this and so forth. And the fellas decided that the girls fed us so well that we ought to put money in a kitty for something. And so over a period of years, this supper club has gone on four or five cruises by the kitty that we pay the girls to cook the meals for us.
All right. That's good thinking.